V'yosef Rav Hamnuna. They were sitting one in front of the other. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Hamnuna, and Rav Hamnuna was sitting. Will come and he said like this: Kishem Shein Abonim Yoshim Elam and Akarka. Just like there's no din Yerusha, a son only inherits his father, only the karka that he left over. Mashma not the metaltalim, and we'll soon have to cash this. Not that way, but the son so far was saying only Yashin's karka, property, land. If the father owned land, that land goes over to the children. But Mashra Metaltlim, his utensils that he owns, that is no din Yerusha. So kach ein habonois nizoinois elamin akarka. That it is halacha when the father dies and the sons yashin and nechosim, that they have to give the daughters food to eat, their sisters have to be fed from the nechosim also. From which nechosim? Only from karka. But not from metaltlim. That's what he said over. So Gemara says, Ava Shalei Kuli Alma. They all start to scream at him. Like, what are you saying, Rav Hamnuna? The Shalvek Ar Yehudi Yarsilei B'nei? If a father leaves over karka, property, land, then the son yashins it, inherits it. The Lo Shalvek Ar Yehudi Yarsilei B'nei? For if the father does not leave over land, he only leaves over utensils. There's no din Yerusha? Like, a father not like that. Anything the father owns, when the father dies, the son's yashin it. So what are you telling me now? The Yerusha is only upon karka. So Gemara says, Omalei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said back, Avad, you know what Rav Hamnuna meant? He didn't mean to say a regular case of Yerusha where the father dies that the sons do not get the metaltlim. Avad, the Pshita Rav Hamnuna knows that. That is that in Yerusha you inherit whatever your father owned. But the Dilma may be Ksubas Bonin Dichrin Komar Mar. That's what he meant to say. He meant to say just on the halacha that we'll soon see later, about Ksubas Bon and Dichrin, this halacha, the sons only yashin from karka and not from metaltlim. So Rashi says, V'dilma Ksubas Bon and Dichrin Komamar, Lefi Sheshtei Takonas Halolu. There are two takonas that Beis Din made. Shetikni Rechome B'tanai Ksuba. When you give a Ksuba to your wife, there are two Tanoim like in the Ksuba. Lomede Zumi Zumi. We learn out one from the other. We have before, we'll have it later again, the next Gemara, we'll have about it, that when your bonadichra means, a wife tells a husband that the children I'm going to have from you, when she's going to die, like she wants them to yashin oksuba. Even though you may have sons from other wives, I don't want the other son to get a chelik in Yerusha from my ksuba. My ksuba, I want to go to the children that I'm going to have from you. That's called bonadichrin. So her sons get more of a Yerusha than the other sons. They get Yerusha keneged the ksuba that the mother was supposed to get. So this halacha that these sons get more than the other sons, that's only if there was karka, if there was property. But if there wasn't land, they don't get this extra ksubas bonadichrin. But rather all the sons, no matter how many sons this father has, from different ladies, different wives, they all yashin equally. Because there's a Gemara later that says, what in Perek Misha and Osui, the Enigvas min HaMetaltlim. That this halacha, Bon and Dichron, you don't collect from HaMetaltlim. That's now we learned, Rav Shimon Aimer, Afilu Yeshon Nechosim Shovim Lehem Achrayis, Shem Lehem Achrayis, that Nechosim doesn't have Achrayis. Means HaMetaltlim, utensil that you move around. Is Ein Echum, you don't collect from it. Hachiyu Shom Nechosim Shesh Lehem Achrayis. Until there are Nechosim property, which has Achrayis, means land, karka. Yemaisim Ashtei Aksuba is dinner. Vasim Mepharash, here we explained over there. But I call upon him, that's what he meant to say, Rabbi Yosef. That just like the loch of Ksuba's Bon and Dichrin, that the sons Yashin, their mother's Nechosim, only takes place from Karka, the same thing, the Tanai Ksuba, that if you have a daughter, even though the sons Yashin inherit all the property, but they have to support the daughter, their sister they have to support. From what do they have to support? Only from Karka. Only if the father left over karka, then these two Tanai Ksubas take place, whether it's Bona Dichrin, or whether it's the Mezainis of the Bonus. But Enochnam, if there's no karka left over, then the daughters do not get fed from the Nechosim of the father. So Mar says, Omalei, she said back to him, Mar, the Gavra Rabba, the Yoda, my Kimna. As Rav Hamnuna said back, like Rav Yosef, you're right, that's what I meant to say. Like, you're a great person, you knew what I meant to say. And that's really what I meant to say. I meant to say is like this, that just like the sons don't yashin their mother's ksuba, bon and dich only from karka, the same thing, the bonus, the daughters only yashin, only get fed mezainos from karka, not from just metaltlim.
Omar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Rav zan mechiti diloi. Rav, when it came a case of this ksuba, that the daughters want to get mezonos after the father died, that the yoshim have to give them mezonos, so Rav collected the mezonos even from chiti diloi, from wheat. Mashman, not like the Gemara before, not like Rav Hanuna. Not that you need karka, but even from a toddler, even from wheat, he gave over the wheat to the daughters. Rashi says, Rav zan michita diloi, yisoymois boilofonov, v'toivas mizoynois, michita diavion. They were the daughters, and they said, now we want to get fed from our father's nechosim, from a tanaik suba. Shlohoyu shom karkois, in a case where there's no karka, the father did not leave over any land. Elamatatlim, he only left over Matatlim. And Rav Taka gave it to them. Rav gave them the wheat and let them collect from the wheat. See, Boiliya, we have a shah like this. For what purpose did Rav give them this wheat? Is Parnosa heavy? Was it a case where they wanted to get married? And a Parnosa means usually when a girl gets married, the father gives her a present, gives her an adunya to bring in to the husband. So we're talking about now with this girl, this Yisayman now wants to get married, and the Yisayman, the Yoshim, like have to give her money for a panosa. It means from the better property of his father. He took from the better chitim that his father had. So Rashi says, panosa avoy, loy mizdoinis avoy. It wasn't a question of feeding her. Ela panosa nedunyo. And that you could collect from even Matatlim. The Nidunya, the present that you give a Kala, a bride, to give over to a husband. Ukidishmuel, like Shmuel. To Yama Shmuel says, Leparnosa, in the case where the girl wants to get married, we want to give her a present now to take into a husband, Shamin Biyav. That we take it away from the father. Shamin Biyav means, Oimdin Lefi, Vetrenusa Shalav. The father died already, but we see, according to how nice the father was, like we would assume, how much would have he given to his daughters, Nadunya? Like, is he a kamsin, is he a stingy person? He would have given a smaller present. If he's a brighter person, wider one, give him more, he would give a bigger one. So he shuts up how much the father would have given, even though he died already. And according to how much we estimate that he would have given, that's how much Bezdin takes away from the Nechosim. Nenachlami, to collect this, even from a Tautlam also, we would take it away. So maybe that's all Rav meant. Not that Mizoinus, not that he's arguing on it from Nuna. For Mizoinus, maybe you only get from Karka. Here that Rav gave away from Chita, from the wheat, it was for the Panosa, for the Nadunya, for the present. Oiduma, maybe no. Oiduma, Mizoini, Mamishevi. Maybe Rav was taking away this money, this wheat, to Mamish support the daughters, to give from the Tanaik Suba, the Mizoinus for the daughters. And Omaya Aliyah, what does Aliyah mean? Midvarim Toivim Shenemru Baliyah. From good words that were said over in the Aliyah. What is in the attic? What does that mean? The Yomar Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef. Baliyah in the attic on the top apartment. Heskinu the Meitakono. Sheyiyo Bonois Nizoinis Minamatalim. That the Meitakono, that the Bonois have a right to collect at Tanaik Suba, their Mizoinis to get fed, even from a Talim. Even though the father did not leave over any karka, there's no karka to Yarshin, there's only metaltlam, only utensils, movable things, still the bonois, the girls, have a right to complain and say, we want to get fed, there's a tanaik suba when our father dies, even though midiraisa, the sons, Yarshin, all the nechosim, still there's a tanaik suba, we have a right to get fed from our father's nechosim, even though there was no karka there, so what? Still, the minute akana, you collect from metaltlam also. So maybe Rav holds like this also. If that's a shiloh. What was the case of Rav? So someone says, Toshima, come in here. The Yode, the Rabbi Benoi, Achvod, Rabbi Chiya Baraba, having Metalklim the Yasmi. In his hands, like a case happened that they had Metalklim the Yasmi. In other words, a case where the father died, and he only left over Metalklim, he only left over utensils. His Osla came with Shmuel, so they came in front of Shmuel, Amalei, Zilzon. He told them, go and support the daughters. Mashm, even though there's only metalklim utensils that they yashning from the father, he did not leave over any karka. So what? Still the daughters have a right to come and collect for their mezonos, for their food, from these metalklim. So that was the case here. So my lavla mezoni, pashtuna means that they went to collect their mezon, their food tiron. So again, not like Rav Hanuna, But like the last takona here, that the girls could collect even from a tatlim. So Gemara said, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. And like Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef said, there's a new takona here, the aliyah, that the girls could collect even from metatlim. Ukud Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef srilei. And he holds like Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. So Gemara says, loy, maybe again there's no proof in this maisa. Hosam lepanos avoyi. Maybe here also was a case where the girl wanted to get married. There's a question now, we want to give her a present to take into her, to take over to her husband. So this we take even from Metaltlim. Or Shmuel Ataymei, and Shmuel goes according to his own Shita. To Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said before, Leparnosa, in the case where the girl wants to get married, and we want to give her a present to take into her husband, Shamim Biyav, we shots up, we estimate how much the father would have given her, and according to how nice of a person he was, that's how much of a present we give her. And then, Echonami, this present is not only from Karka, but even from Metaltlim. So again, we have no proof. What was this Maisa? Do we say again for Panos, for Mezoinus, where the daughter doesn't have Watit from? So the Tanaik Suba, the sons have to give a Watit. Do they only have to give it to if there's Karka? Or even like Avitzik says, no, even from Metaltlim also. So we don't have the clear proof yet. Mora says, Uvda bin Adoi. There was a case once in Adoi. V'doin dainer de Nadoi, and the dayonim there Nadoi paskin be pumpadisa. V'doin dina de Nadoi. Hey, the dina dayon, the dayonim in Nadoi poshe paskin that she does collect the money even from metatlim. They also paskin the kula. Be pumpadisa. It happened also in pumpadisa. The agve rav chona bar bizna. And now Chonah Bavizna told them that they have a right to collect. The daughters have a right to collect from the Yorshim, from the sons, even though there was only Metaltlum left over. So in these two cases, they both Paskim Lekula, they could collect the money. Oh, Malu Rav Nachman held not like that. And he told them, Zilu Ahaduru, I want you to go and return the money you took. He told the daughters, you have no right to take this Mezoinus. Since the father only left over metaltlim, only utensils, there's no din tonight su by metaltlim. V'loy magvinen l'chul l'afunayichu, minayichu. And if you don't go ahead and return back this money that you took, I'll take away from you the kenas. L'panayichu means your palace, or your mansion, wherever you live in. I'll take it away from you. Whereas Rav Nachman was held not like that. He held shtak that the bonus only ever had to take from karka. If the father left over property, but if he didn't leave over karka, then the bonus has no right to collect the tanaik suba. Rabbi Ami Rabasi, Sova Lemezim Metaltli. They first thought to think that the locha should be that these daughters have a right to collect Mezoinus food even from Metaltlim. Even if the father only left over utensils, still the tanaik suba says they could get. Oh, Maluhu Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. So Yaakov said over to him, Milsa the Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lokesh Layovdu. Bo. Milsa what the Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lokesh Layovdu bo Uvdu. That Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lokesh themselves were not makel in such a case. In a case where the father only left over Metaltlim, they were not makel for the daughter to collect her Mezoinus. Is also Navdin bo Uvdu. You want to be more makel, like hold more than them? Like they was there with your Rebbe? Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lokesh. So how could you go against them? Havad, you should not collect. Let the daughters collect from a Metaltlim. Only if there's karka there. Rabbi Loza sova l'meizim Metaltlim. Rabbi Loza also first thought that we should let the daughters collect their mezoinus even from a Metaltlim. Oh, malafon of Rabbi Shimon ben Alikim, that Rabbi, yodei ani b'chor, shein midas adin atoisa, ele midas rachmonius. You should know, I see from you, like it's telling him, La halacha, you're not doing the right thing. Midas ha-din is avad, like Rav Nachman says before, that the bonus only collect if there's karka. If there's no karka, they don't have a right to collect. But what do you want to do? You want to have rachmonis on her. You want to have pity on her. And like you're telling the Yarshim, like, please, you're asking the Yarshim, please, give your sisters some food to eat. Ask rachmonis. He says, so you shouldn't do that. Why? El Hashema Yira Tamidim. El Hashema Yira Tamidim, the Yikva Halacha L'Doris. The Tamidim will see this, and they'll think that is Halacha that you have to. They won't know you're doing it because of Rachmanis, But they'll think that's the halacha, and the halacha is not the way. You don't have a chiyuv to give them if there's only metaltel left over. So therefore, he told them, don't do it. It's not kedah, the talmidim should not see what you're doing. They should not come out to paskin in the wrong halacha. Like, they'll come out to see as if there's a chiyuv for the yorshim to feed the bonos even from metaltelim. And the halacha, they don't have to. If you want to do it privately, do it by yourself. Not that you should tell them to do it. Even though you only meant to tell them to have rachmanis, it's not kedai, they should not pass in the wrong halacha. Who the osla came with Rabbi Yosef? A case once happened, it came in front of Rabbi Yosef. Osma's time, the father died and the daughters wanted to get fed, there was no karka, there was only metaltlim. Omalu, havulah mitamre dabudya. She says, you know what, she could feed them from the tomorrow, the dates, dabudya. Dabudya, posha means there's mats spread out on the floor, and you put these dates down on the floor to dry up. So the kids are like, well, they're metaltlim. They're not attached to the tree anymore. So Huri's telling them that these metaltlim here, this food, you have a right to feed the daughters from it. Mitamri dabudya. Omalay Abaye says, is that called karka? Ilu bal choiv heve. Let's say a bal choiv, somebody that you owe money to, is coming now to collect his money. That the loch is they could collect from karka. Ki hagavna mi heve yoyiv lemar. Would you give him from these dates? Like, do you consider these dates mechuba la karka? Like, are they considered like karka? The chura, they're off already. They're on the mats, drying up. So chura, it's not part of the tree. So chura, it's not called karka. So how could you tell me now that the daughters collect from it? So Malay said back to them, techaz yelabudi kamina. Ramenta says, enechnami, they're still on the tree. These dates are still on the tree. I meant to say, such dates that are completely ripe already, that right now, you know what you should do with them? You should, they're ready to be taken off the tree and start to dry on the floor. So such dates that are ready to be taken off, those are the dates I meant to say that the daughters could collect from. In other words, they're still attached to the tree right now. Since they're still attached to the tree, they're considered like karka. Therefore, the daughters have a right to collect from these type of fruits. But for the Gemara, but say still, the klal is kol oimed ligzayiz kagazuz dami. Anything that's oimed, that's